Chapter 18. Hober Mallow shuffled his feet wearily as he leafed through the reports. 2 years of the mayoralty had made him a bit more housebroken, a bit softer, a bit more patient, but it had not made him learn to like government reports and the mind-breaking official ease in which they were written. "How many ships did they get?" asked Jael. 4 trapped on the ground. 2 unreported. All others accounted for and safe. Mallow grunted. "We should have done better, but it's just a scratch." There was no answer, and Mallow looked up. "Does anything worry you?" "I wish Sut would get here," was the almost irrelevant answer. "Ah, yes, and now we'll hear another lecture on the home front." "No, we won't," snapped Jael. "But you're stubborn, Mallow. You may have worked out the foreign situation to the last detail, but you've never given a care about what goes on here on the home planet."
"Well, that's your job, isn't it?
What did I make you Minister of Education and Propaganda for?"
"Obviously to send me to an early and miserable grave for all the cooperation you give me.
For the last year, I've been deafening you with the rising danger of Sut and his religionists. What good will your plans be if Sut forces a special election and has you thrown out?"
"None, I admit."
"And your speech last night just about handed the election to Sut with a smile and a pat. Was there any necessity for being so frank?"
"Isn't there such a thing as stealing Sut's thunder?"
"No," said Jael, violently. "Not the way you did it. You claim to have foreseen everything, and don't explain why you traded with Corell to their exclusive benefit for 3 years. Your only plan of battle is to retire without a battle. You abandon all trade with the sectors of space near Corell. You openly proclaim a stalemate. You promise no offensive, even in the future." "Galaxy, Mallow, what am I supposed to do with such a mess?"
"It lacks glamour.
It lacks mob emotion appeal."
"Same thing."
"Mallow, wake up. You have 2 alternatives. Either you present the people with a dynamic foreign policy, whatever your private plans are, or you make some sort of compromise with Sut."
Mallow said, "All right. If I've failed the first, let's try the second. Sut's just arrived.